Tanis Yerushalmi, first point to Tanis Bavli, Daf Yud Tes, the beginning Yerushalmi, on Daf Yud Gimel Amadeus, at the beginning of the third Perek, Say the Tanis Pa'elu. Say the Tanis Pa'elu, Ha'amor Boravia, Harishaina, about Tzimachim, Shoshonu, Masuim Alemiyad. Mishnah says the order of these fasts is set for the first rainfall, however, if crops started to grow and change and they're getting ruined, we blow the shofar immediately. And since we blow shofar here, all stringencies of the last seven fasts apply, unless it's said otherwise. Similarly, if rain fell and there was an interruption between rains of 40 days, we blow the shofar immediately because of a sign of Samuel. What is immediately for these afflictions? Rav Amar Sheni Bechamishi Vesheni. Rav says we fast on Monday, Thursday, Monday. We don't fast consecutive days. Shonu Vesheni Maula Siyaleh Bechamishi. If crops change on Monday, do we begin fasting and blow the shofar on Thursday because it's too long to wait a week until the coming Monday? Vizeru Shamala Megador Vayeme Elai Altira Daniel Ki Minayim Harishoyin Asher Nasata Et Libcha Lavin Elis Anois. Zera answered that we can learn it from the Pasuk in Daniel in Perek Yud, Pasuk Yudbeis. And he said to me, "Fear not, Daniel, because since the first day that you set your heart to contemplate and to fast before your gods, your words were heard." And then from there, your words were already heard from when you resolved to fast. Based in Nafsham La'asif, Kamisha Asi. Yet once a person decides to make a fast, it's as if they already did. There's no loss of the fast, it's not done until the next Monday. Tani, Kashim She Masriim Alehem B'Shah Yimei Shavua, Kach Masriim Alehem B'Shvies Mipnei Panos Zahirim. Right, so just like we blow the shofar for these afflictions in other years of the Shemitah cycle, so we blow the shofar for them in Shvies, even though in any case we may not work the land due to the income of others. Now we play Panos Vachim. What's the meaning of due to the income of others? Hevaya, and we play Panos Vachim. The Talmudim said it's due to the income of the Gentiles, meaning if their crops are stricken, then the prices will rise. Zera Amar, we play Panos Chashudim. Zera answers it's due to the income of the people suspected to plant in Shemitah. Asa de Bezera, ke Rebbe, or de Hevaya, ke Rebbe, Pinchas Ben Yoyah. Bezera seems to hold like Rebbe, and the Talmudim hold like Pinchas Ben Yoyah. Zera Karebi Chad Sapal Have Choshed Alperus Shmitza Aisune Gabi Rebi Amalain Amaya Avid Aluva Rabige Chayav Hu Avad. Zera holds like Rebi because a barber was suspected about Perus Shmitza. They brought him to Rebi. Rebi said, "What will this poor man do? He does work. He means he works in Shmitza for his livelihood." Rebbe bought Mishrei Shmitza, Salak Upinachas Ben Yoye, Legabe Amalei Ma Ivuraye Avidin, Amalei Olshin Yosef. The Talmidim hold like Upinachas Ben Yoye. Rebbe wanted to permit working the land in Shmitza, he holds it nowadays, it's only Midrabbanon. Upinachas Ben Yoye went to him. Rebbe said, How is the grain? In the best circumstances, we have to permit. And he answered, the endives are good. They grow by themselves, and the Issa Svichim does not apply to them. In difficult circumstances, people can eat them. Therefore, we need not permit Shmita. Rebbe said again, "How is the grain?" And he said, "The endives are good." Rebbe knew that Rebbe did not agree to permit Shmita. Amalei Mishkach, Rebbe Meichel Iman, Patel Sivcha, Yemedain, Amalei In. Rebbe said, "Does Rebbe mean, do you want to eat with us a bit of dried figs?" And he agreed. Minachas chamam milaisa de Rebbe kaiman. Amakol ilein yudoi zainin esher de leichami tava afoye. When Pinchas descended, he saw Rebbe's mule standing. He said, "If Yisraelim feed these killers, he will not see my face." Men kadoin shamun kale azlan amun le Rebbe shalach Rebbe by mefaisi. If I say, Matumbe Gabe Kalte Ama Bene Kalte Kovini. When Rebbe's household heard his voice, means Pinchas' words, they went and told Rebbe. And he sent to appease him, the messengers reached him near his city, and he said, "People of my city, come close to me," and so Rebbe's messengers will not reach me. Nachten b'nei kalte va'akfin elui amun loin Rebbe duboy mefaisase shavkine va'azmun loin. The people of his city ascended and surrounded him. The messengers said, "Rebbe wants to appease him." The people of the city abandoned him and went away due to the honor of Rebbe. Ama b'nei delay kovinli. Rebbe Pinchas said, "My children, come close to me." Chasas ishta min shmaya va'akfas elui chazun va'amun l'rebi amahoy ovaloy v'chinan minei ba'alma hadein nizke v'nishma minei la'alma da'asi. Fire descended from Shemayim and surrounded him. They went and told Rebbe, and Rebbe said, "Since we did not merit to benefit from his radiance in this world, we should merit to be satiated from his radiance in the world to come." Now halacha beis yodel l'smochim avaloy le'ilan le'ilan avaloy l'smochim l'zeh u'l'zeh. If rain fell for crops but not for trees, or for trees but not for crops, or for both of these but not for boas and sichin and kind of the pits and caves, we blow the shofar for them immediately. The Gemara says, "Yaldu l'smachim avaloi le'ilan, tivchad tivchad le'ilain avaloi l'smachim, tagin tagin lezeh lezeh avaloi l'boas le'sichin ma'orif." The Gemara says, if rain fell for crops, but not for trees, this is when it falls a drop at a time. The trees are not for crops, this is when it falls a lot at once, forcefully. Both of these, but not for boas, tichina, and caves, is when it fell a drop at a time, and also means afterwards, much at once fell forcefully, but not enough to fill the pits. Mafim aleihem biyad, the Mishnah said we blow the shofar for them immediately. Tani, mafim ale ilan, b'pras ha-pesach, the Bible says we blow the shofar for trees 2 weeks before Pesach, the boas, sichin u'ma'orif, and caves 2 weeks before Shavuos. And after afilu yotzei mikan, the Gemara asks, if so we blow for pits, we should do so even past this time. Yotzei mikan ma'aseh nisim ve'ein ma'aseh al ma'aseh nisim. The answer is past this time it's a miracle for rain to fall, and we don't blow the shofar for miracles. Reb Brachia, Reb Chalbei, Papa, b'shem Reb Elazar, pa'am shagashamim yodim b'schus adam echad, b'schus isev echad, b'schus sade echad, achas u'shlashtam b'pasach echad. Reb Brachia, quoting Reb Chalbei Papa, quoting Reb Elazar, said that sometimes rain falls in the merit of one person, in the merit of one grass, or in the merit of one field. All three are mentioned in one pasuk. U'matar geshem yitein lahem le'ish isev v'sade, le'ish avaloi la'anoshim, le'isev avaloi la'asovim, v'sade avaloi v'sadeis. Pasuk says in Zechariah, Yud, Pasuk Aleph, and he shall give them rain for each person, grass in the field. And we medayik from there, for man and not for men. For grass, but not for other grasses. For field, but not for fields.